Dive from Clausen's Pier by Ann Packer. About the book. A riveting novel about loyalty and self-knowledge and the conflict between who we want to be to others and who we must be for ourselves. Carrie Bell has lived in Wisconsin all her life. She's had the same best friend, the same good relationship with her mother, the same boyfriend, Mike, now her fiancé, for as long as anyone can remember. It's with real surprise she finds that, at age 23, her life has begun to feel suffocating. She longs for a change, an upheaval, for a chance to begin again. That chance is granted to her, terribly, when Mike is injured in an accident. Now Carrie has to question everything she thought she knew about herself and the meaning of home. She must ask, how much do we owe the people we love? Is it a sign of strength or of weakness to walk away from someone in need? The dive from Clausen's Pier reminds us how precarious our lives are and how quickly they can be divided into before and after, whether by random accident or by the force of our own desires. It begins with a disaster that could happen out of the blue in anybody's life, and it forces us to ask how we would bear up in the face of tragedy and what we know, or think we know, about our deepest allegiances. Elegantly written and ferociously paced, emotionally nuanced and morally complex, The Dive from Clausen's Pier marks the emergence of a prodigiously gifted new novelist. Amazon.com review. Carrie Bell is the worst person in the world, or so she would have you think. In the gripping, carefully paced debut novel of personal epiphany, The Dive from Clausen's Pier, by O. Henry Award winner Ann Packer, Carrie's very survival is dependent upon her leaving her fiancé, even after he dives into shallow water at a Memorial Day picnic and becomes paralyzed. Things hadn't been going so well for the Madison, Wisconsin high school and college sweethearts. Carrie knew, deep down, that she wasn't going to become Mrs. Michael Mayer. But expectations and pressure from all sides, his family, her mother, her best friend Jamie, Mike's best friend Rooster, forced Carrie to shut herself up in her room and sew outfits of her own design as if in a trance. Then one night, she slips out of the only universe she's ever known. Many hours later, she finds herself on the doorstep of a high school classmate living in Manhattan. Carrie's adventures in the city, quirky roommates and a new romance with an older, emotionally impenetrable man, confuse her in her quest both to forgive herself and to embark on a career in fashion design. Packer writes in convincing voice and packs a lot into this novel. She infuses Carrie with enough humanity and smarts to choose her own version of Happily Ever After. Emily Russin. From Publishers Weekly. Packer's engrossing debut novel begins without ostentation. On Memorial Day, Carrie Bell and her fiancé, Mike Mayer, drive out to Clausen's Pier for their annual ritual, a picnic with their friends, a trip they make the way a middle-aged couple might, in grudging silence. Before their resentments can be aired, Mike dives into too shallow water, suffering injuries that will change their lives. If Mike survives, he will survive as a quadriplegic, and Carrie faces unexpected responsibilities. Ultimately, Carrie does what is both understandable and unthinkable. She leaves her hometown of Madison, Wisconsin, and shows up on the doorstep of a friend in New York City. There, she discovers a different world, different friends, and a different self. The hovering question, what will Carrie do, abandon Mike or return to him, generates genuine suspense. Packer portrays her characters, both New Yorkers and Madisonites, deftly, and her scenes unfold with uncommon clarity. But if Packer has a keen eye, she has an even keener ear. The dialogue is usually witty. More important, it is always surprising, as if the characters were actually thinking, one of the reasons they become as familiar to the reader as childhood friends. The recipient of several awards, Packer is also the author of Mendocino and other stories. Clearly, she has honed her skills writing short fiction. What is unexpected is the assurance she brings to a larger canvas. In quiet but beautiful prose, Packer tells a complex and subtly constructed story of friendship, love, and the hold the past has on the present. This is the sort of book one reads, dying to know what happens to the characters, but loves for its wisdom. It sees the world with more clarity than you do. Copyright 2002, Connors Business Information Incorporated. About the author. Ann Packer was born in Stanford, California in 1959 and grew up near Stanford University, where her parents were professors. She attended Yale University, and then, after 5 years working at a publishing company in New York, she went on to the Iowa Writers' Workshop, selling her first short story to The New Yorker a few weeks before receiving her degree. A fellowship at the Wisconsin Institute for Creative Writing followed, and she spent 2 years living in Madison, Wisconsin, which would later become the setting of her first novel, The Dive from Clausen's Pier. While living in Wisconsin, she published short stories in literary magazines and had a story chosen for inclusion in the annual O. Henry Awards Prize Stories Anthology. With support from the Michener Copernicus Society of America, she completed her first book, Mendocino and Other Stories. The National Endowment for the Arts provided a fellowship, and she spent much of the next decade working on The Dive from Clausen's Pier. A critical success that became a national bestseller and was translated into 10 languages, Dive received a Great Lakes Book Award, an American Library Association Award, and the Kate Chopin Literary Award. Anne's second novel, the best-selling Songs Without Words, was published in 2007, and she is currently at work on a fourth work of fiction. Anne returned to her native Bay Area in 1995. She lives with her family in San Carlos.